Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, graduate student in history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 23, 1950, Barbadians were made aware that the agricultural sector in Barbados had performed outstandingly once again. However, on this occasion, it was not sugarcane that caused a stir. Rather, the Barbados Advocate reported that local farmers had produced an unexpected and much welcome bumper crop of vegetables. The article proceeded to explain that the surplus in vegetables was so extensive that tons of vegetables were earmarked for export to the neighboring islands of Trinidad and British Guiana. Officials gave the assurance that local housewives would not have to be disadvantaged by the export initiative, and in fact, there would even be an adequate supply of vegetables available for sale as animal feed after households and export quotas were satisfied. Several factors led to the unusually large vegetable harvest that year due to the improvements in cultivation methods, along with the use of newer varieties of sugarcane. Higher yields were realized. Consequently, land which had previously been bound up in the cultivation of sugarcane was released to be utilized for vegetable crops. In addition, quote, "It was found that the wartime regulation compelling owners to plant a certain percentage of their lands in food crops was a blessing in disguise. The returns of the land were greater, and in many instances, the economic position of the small landowner was improved," end quote. Furthermore, peasant farmers were provided with training and the financial incentives through a program instituted by the Deputy Director of Agriculture. This resulted in many, quote, "derelict gardens" being transformed into economic holdings, end quote. The publication further indicated that this fortuitous situation was occasioned due to the inability of Holland to provide fresh vegetables to British Guiana and Trinidad throughout the year. It was also noted that this was an opportunity to earn much-needed additional revenue for cash-strapped citizens who were experiencing an unexpected rise in the cost of living. However, the article cautioned that this venture should not be implemented at the expense of local housewives who might not be able to afford to purchase said vegetables. Moreover, assurances had to be provided that export of vegetables would not unbalance the diets of Barbadian citizens who had only recently begun to, quote, "learn the importance of knowing the caloric value of certain forms of diet," end quote. Today, Barbados's agricultural sector has entered into another export agreement with Guyana to provide black-bellied sheep. But on this day, May 23, 1950, Barbadians learnt that local farmers had sufficient locally produced vegetables for regional export.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.